the voice of Indonesia, the world service of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Welcome back to Miawat Faisal on Indonesia Today. I hope that all of you are fine. Today can be your new spirit or new enthusiasm, and even today all of you are fine and you are able to do your best wherever you are who are listening our program. I also hope that with full of spirit you are able to improve about your capabilities, to work hard, to work smart, and even to do your activities enthusiastically. The news. Deputy Minister of Social Affairs Agus Jabo Priyono has said that the government's free nutrition meals or MBG program can help alleviate poverty and positively impact the economy in the region. In a statement issued, Priyono emphasized that poverty alleviation is one of the priorities of President Prabowo Subianto's effort made to achieve it, included by free meals program as well as community empowerment programs, including the Family Hope program. The Indonesian government is working on strategies such as product diversification to anticipate the potential impact of the policy formulated by the new United States administration under Donald Trump to increase tariff on imported goods. Trade Minister Budi Santoso in Jakarta underlined that the need for domestic business actors to diversify their export products in the wake of Trump's decision to levy higher duties on goods imported from Canada, Mexico, and China. That's the news read by Ahmad Faisal. We'll be right back.
Villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. If you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's go.
voinews.id. Well, still talking about the national economy of Indonesia. You know that in 2024, the manufacturing industry recorded a positive performance as reflected by the export value of the non-oil and gas processing industry, among other things. And the export value has reached 196.54 billion US dollar, making up 74.25% of the total national export. In this case, Industry Minister of Indonesia, Agus Gumiwang, has highlighted the manufacturing sector, which has remained the backbone of the national economy and the largest contributor to the gross domestic product. Yes, in addition to the value of a manufacturing industry export last year increased by 5.33% compared to 2023. And moreover, the realization of manufacturing industry investment in 2024 was recorded at 721.3 trillion rupiah, or around 44.2 billion US dollar. It also contributed 42.1% to the total investment realization in Indonesia of 1,714.2 trillion rupiah.
Thank you.
edition of the Traditional Song on Music Corner presents a song from North Kalimantan entitled Yaki Bantawol. The song Yaki Bantawol tells people of Tidung about folklore of Batu Tinagat legend, Tidung tribe, North Kalimantan. The lyrics tell about the story of Grandpa Bantawol, a person whose life was always in need. Yaki in the Tidung language means grandfather. One day, Bantawol went to a rocky mountain which is called Batu Tinagat. There, Yaki Bantawol met a very beautiful woman. In fact, the woman was a princess from heaven. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from North Kalimantan entitled Yaki Bantawol by Fika Julia. Enjoy!
A traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of pandanus leaves. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. From Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop, and some others sell it in a mobile grobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food, and it remains lovable.
Tetes racun seperti butiran embun di permukaan daun, menceritakan banyak hal dari ratusan pantun. Buang pedoman untuk tentukan mana buruk mana santun. Meskipun jatuh dari angkasa, partikel hidrometeor sentuh bumi basahi jiwa. Jadi air ini punya tujuan ketika turun, memberi harapan di setiap tetes mengalun. Ini waktu yang tepat untuk kita bertemu, saat air langit menutup jejak rindu. Basah meredam karena gagal tumpah, emosi yang terjebak sejak langit lupa akan bunyi. Saat hujan, apa kabarmu? Lesu roman bersinar di lidah yang kaku, bahagia mengalir di deras. Air yang surut menyamakan air mata yang telah lama mengalir.
cultural package. Today we'll bring you a feature entitled The Gong Music of Sumpung Dayak Community in Sanggau, the border area between West Kalimantan Province and Malaysia, precisely in Antikong Regency, reproduced from Radio Republik Indonesia Antikong in West Kalimantan. So, stay tuned. Borderline, the Sumpung Dayak community are not affected by the onslaught of the culture and traditions of other regions, even other countries. Sumpung Dayak community remains faithful to the traditions inherited from their ancestors hundreds of years ago. One tradition which is still maintained to this day is sounding a gong at the beginning of a special celebration. The presence of gong music or tatapuhan in a celebration for Sumpung Dayak people is loaded with spiritual messages from the ancestors that should not be infringed. Gong music has become an integral part of Sumpung Dayak community life. Almost at every party or celebration, the round percussion instruments is always there. For them, the gong musical instrument has a distinct meaning whenever it is played or sounded. When the gong is sounded during a special celebration, it means people are making a request to God through the ancestors who have died to be given protection and safety. It is through this gong music that the traditional leaders summon ancestral spirits with homang or mantra to protect and save the event from interference of malicious supernatural beings.
Pak anu bulatan mit balap mit balasyo tangan ku kunadat na basa na utok na manang nakaut na busit na ngimu nakaway na ngaji ngdeng ngagah ng mujak nagsuk nukmoy mo imaw mo musik mo maumu kutikabaw klit kami klit kuda na so laja so nyama so tuat so aja kalek na jasina jablana manlog ipok nagbabi nag adat basa bukunay sukup uluk mudut na de tabung kaut tabung musit tabung ngimu na kop na gup buku tay buku na mate siya masih abi hume abi ut ngut tabu mana kume tabu mana ku nuak manug siya gudak gudak sangu gudang tiyanak manug gudang kusik manug siya gudak japang gudak malika manug tabu utuk tabu manang tabu nasib tabu tuah nag adat nag masya buku na ti ta syukup da uruk na budu nadu nag tira pangang.
Only after this is done, the gong can be sounded. The sounding of the gong cannot be done just by anybody. Only traditional leaders are allowed to do it with three strikes. As stated by the traditional leader in Sentul Village, Suruh Kembawang, Antikong District, Sanggau, Francis Pelek, as follows.
Gong itu terhitungnya adat yang lebih besar. Pertama,
gong is a greater ritual. First, to begin the ritual, we make yellow rice and tuak extract. And then, we make pamang. Afterwards, we can sound the gong three times, indicating the ritual is bigger.
Sudah dibikin.
After the gong has been sounded three times, then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Pelek, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other dishes. The pumang is then read out before the offerings and food in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and foods are eaten together by all the villagers who hold the event.
Yang selengkap-lengkapnya alat dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin pamang lagi. Pertama,
the equipments are created
dua,
as complete as possible.
Ketiga,
after the equipments
babi,
are made,
keempat,
we make pamang again, including eggs and killing chicken, pig and dog.
Pulut,
after that, we hit the gong, eat the pulut, and then put the egg on our head
babi,
and pig blood on our face.
Itu,
finally, the ritual is done,
itu,
and then we hit the gong again and dance.
Nari,
afterwards,
itu,
we stop
berhenti,
and feast.
Minum-minum, makan-makan.
Gong for
Our Sungkung Dayak tribe is believed to be a means to bring good fortune and keep bad luck away. For that reason, every celebration or activity of a specific nature, such as rice planting, opening farmland, and so forth, must be preceded by striking the gong. The louder the sound of the gong is, and the more distant the drumming sound of a gong sounded, the more Sungkung Dayak community will be spared from evil, misfortune, and danger.
Terjadi gong itu, suara gong itu yang narik tu, petuah orang sedekah.
The gong sound is giving good guidance, alms, and faith, including the spirits like farming and money, anything related to wealth. We hit the gong because we want more fortune. Gong, 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 gong. That's how we hit the gong.
Gitu caranya tuh.
Gong that characterizes Sungkung Dayak tribe has existed since hundreds of years ago. They believe if the gong is sounded, then safety will cover the entire villages. Even though the whole process is for the safety of the Sungkung Dayak tribe, there are still some restrictions. As was told by Lamai, a traditional leader of Sungkung Dayak in Suruh Sembawang village, Antikong district, Sanggau.
Kalau gong itu kan memang ciri khas budaya ya di daerah kita untuk memanggil seseorang.
Gong is our typical culture, used to call somebody. The taboo of gong is 4 days no bath, no going out. Stay hidden in the house. People from neighboring village cannot enter our village and vice versa. If we go, we will bring the misfortune and they will punish us. Also, many people will get sick and pass will invest the plan. If I violate the taboo, I will receive the consequences until now it happens. Bamboo shoot and fern must not be eaten and cannot be brought inside the house for 1 month. We need to make a party to end the taboo where the gong is sounded again.
Gong itu dibunyikan lagi kembali.
Ketabuhan gong for the Sungkung Dayak not merely as a means to communicate with God through the ancestors, but also as a means of socializing. The sound of gong that echoed throughout the village, inviting friends and relatives from afar to come and celebrate and join the host of the event. Sungkung Dayak community loves their heritage so much, and they do not want the tradition of Tetabuhan Gong eroded by the time. That's why, until now, Tetabuhan Gong tradition has never been left in any event. Meanwhile, Sungkung Dayak parents never forget to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. Listeners, that was the other side of the Tetabuhan Gong for the Sungkung Dayak community in rural districts of Antikong, Sanggau, West Kalimantan Province, bordering with Sarawak, Malaysia.
Presents a traditional song from Southeast Sulawesi entitled Wulele Sanggula. The song was composed by H.M. Salib. It is typical of Tolaki, Southeast Sulawesi's largest ethnic group who inhabits Kendari City and Kolaka Regency. The song lyrics use Tolaki language, which means Sanggula flower, the name of a flower in Konawe region and its surroundings. The lyrics contain a folklore about an angel who descended from heaven. The angel is described as very beautiful, always glorified by the Tolaki people. Well, listener, here is the song Wulele Sanggula by Sarah and Nita. Enjoy.
Available during Ramadan or the fasting month. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this food?
manis. Hey Helena manis. Hey Helena manis. Hey Helena manis.
Tourism Minister Widianti Putri announced that the workforce in the tourism sector increased by 2.5%, reaching a total of 35.01 million in 2024, corresponding with a rise in tourist arrivals in 2023 up to 2024. After a meeting with President Prabowo Subianto and the President's Palace, Minister Widianti Putri stated in terms of workers' absorption, the number of tourism workers in 2024 was recorded at 25.01 million, growing by 2.5% from 24.41 million in 2023. Indonesian Minister of Creative Economy